You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
What are we doing? Is it so bad to be invaded by Skrulls?
Or is it so bad that my wife is a Skrull? Is it so bad that I am a Skrull?
Any of these are fine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is a podcast where we ask the important questions like, is it so bad that the Skrulls are here now?
You should put that at the end of every question. Is it so bad the Skrulls are here now? Now people know it's a question.
Yeah.
Well, that's the sound a question mark makes.
You could, if you just write a question mark, that's how people read it.
Or I could have been like, is it so bad the Skrulls are here now?
That is also a question mark. That's true. What's an exclamation mark sound like? Ha! Now do a comma.
Is a comma like a
Oh, a mouth noise is definitely a comma.
Yeah, that's true. I went down to the shops and got
I went down to the shops with my friend Jackson, host of a podcast I loathe, and we bought
some cigarettes.
We bought some cigarettes to hand out at recess at the school we volunteer at. Smoke them up, kids. It'll
smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, and you got them.
You'll make your chest hairy and shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so Skrulls, they invaded. They're like, oh no, they're our Shooter McGavins. They're our politicians.
So, yeah. I guess.
It's your dad, it's your mom, it's your dog, it's your horse. Yeah. The Skrulls are here.
You've probably figured out that we're doing this episode because it's fresh on the heels of insanely underperforming and critically panned television series Secret Invasion, which revealed that there is 1 million Skrulls on Earth. Mm-hmm. If that's a spoiler for you, don't worry. Don't watch the show.
You've missed
spoilers
nothing.
Are better than watching it.
Agreed.
Yeah. And these Skrulls, if you don't know what a Skrull is, it's like an alien what can look like anyone.
Some would say an alien shapeshifter.
Yes, some might.
But some would say what can look like everyone.
A shapeshifter. And they...
They can look like, because they can just say they could transform into you.
Me.
Then they could transform into you.
Yeah.
And they could transform into you, the person listening to this right now.
And they're
not just stuck in one form like a transformer, because they can be guy or car, but they can only be one car and one guy.
Can a Skrull be car?
No. Maybe. Skrulls.
Why not?
Yeah, Skrulls are only guys, as far as I'm aware.
But what's stopping a Skrull being a car?
No, some Skrulls are cows.
That's only in the comics.
In the comics, some Skrulls are cows.
Yes, famously, 3 Skrulls became cows, shot Vision as a cow, killed him.
Yes.
Mm. Then they got killed, got turned into burgers, and then got eaten by people.
Who then gained superpowers.
Yeah.
That would make sense. That does make sense. If I ate a Hulk burger, I would expect to get powers.
So can they?
I guess if you eat a sick cow, you get sick.
Yeah. Mad cow disease. Yeah. That's the sickest disease there is.
I think foot and mouth is the funniest one.
Yeah.
Or is it
yeah.
foot and mouth?
Foot and mouth is when you make a faux pas. I really put my foot in my mouth.
Put my foot in
That's
it.
That's so funny. You see somebody who's a little chubby and you're like, oh, what do you do? And they're like, oh, I'm not pregnant. And you're like, I've got foot and mouth disease. I'm sorry, I'm so sick.
Well, yeah, because it's mad cow disease. What's the other one?
Foot and mouth?
I think foot and mouth is a disease.
That's
that
also
sounds
funny.
Insane. Yeah. What is that? What is the
Surely
disease
not,
that affects both your foot and your mouth?
Are you sucking on a foot?
Yeah, that's how I imagine.
Is this a disease for perverts?
Yeah, is this the foot fetishist illness? Foot and mouth disease?
It is foot and mouth disease.
You probably would get sick sucking on enough feet.
Yeah.
Those touch the dirty floor.
Or putting your feet in enough mouth.
Yeah, that's true. A mouth's cleaner than feet? Yes.
I say no.
Interesting.
Because is it like...
Foot and mouth disease just gives you blisters in your mouth and on your feet.
Okay. Weird. Well, we've moved
Cows
on.
Hate it.
We've
yeah, I know.
Moved down. What's dirtier, your mouth or your foot?
That's misleading, because I think actually the mouth is like the dirtiest place in the human
body. Yeah, because like a butthole is not as dirty as a mouth.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I remember hearing that once and being like, that's fucked up. Never questioned
it. Was it someone that was like, it's
now
cool to eat our ass?
My butthole's where there's poop. There's poo in my mouth, dude.
I wipe well, so.
But you breathe in dog shit particles that are in the air, I guess. Saliva is probably a breeding ground for bacteria, where an asshole is typically dry.
Yeah.
It's very like
brush my teeth twice a day.
I wipe my asshole and I clean it.
Use bristles.
I clean it in the shower, but I've never brushed my asshole.
Imagine I'm not getting there with bristles.
What's
and
that toothbrush in the shower for? Well, cleaning myself. My asshole, I mean.
Yeah. Gotta get it real pearly white.
That would feel awesome.
Well, I want a soft, like.
Well, I was imagining
brush.
An electric.
It's the belly button.
The belly button's the dirtiest part of the human body.
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh,
why?
Man.
All it's touching is shirts.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird.
I think more people have maybe like kissed a belly button than a butthole.
Yeah,
I'll
make
that claim.
I think so.
Well, maybe you should stop. No, turn the person over. Yeah, go down a little bit.
Yeah, when you like, you blow a raspberry in someone's tum-tum.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Stop doing it on the anus.
What would that do? Would that make you sick? Somebody blows air into your asshole, do you become unwell?
No, you blow up like a balloon, and they do. It would just make you queef from
there
your
was
asshole.
A guy
or fart.
There's a guy my dad went to high school with.
Uh-huh. This sounds like a true story.
And he had this ability.
I knew a guy like this.
He could suck air into his asshole and then fart on command.
I had a friend that could do the same thing, and then in a bathtub.
Yeah, same thing happened to my dad's friend. He did it in a bath, and he was like, I shouldn't have done that. It must happen to everyone who can suck air in their
or
asshole.
Or do you think that maybe that this is just a story, much like how Marilyn Manson removed the rib to suck his own dick, and everyone just heard that story?
No, but he didn't show me in the bath, but he could do it on command.
He showed my dad, this guy. Yeah. He showed my dad. He was famous for it in the high school.
Me and Jackson's dad are not the same person.
Yeah. We are not brothers.
That would make you my son, but that's all right. That's okay, you're stupid.
I wish I was clever and not dumb as hell.
No, if your dad was the same guy, you would...
He would not be my brother.
He'd be your son.
That's okay, you didn't have to be clever either.
No, I just wasn't listening.
Damn it. To be smart would be awesome.
Here we are.
Room temperature IQs.
Okay, the Skrulls are here.
Yep.
What the fuck are we going to do?
Well,
your dad's a Skrull now. Do you give a shit?
Does that make me a Skrull?
No.
Oh, so you just took over my dad's life?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happened to my dad?
He's
in a bunker.
I think there is where I have the problem.
Yeah, because you're not my dad.
What about my dad? Because obviously that's bad. We're never going to get on board with that. What if your dad is here, but there's just also a Skrull that looks like your dad? So you got two dads.
What?
I wasn't on board, and then I was very on board.
One mom, two dads.
Okay.
And there's just two dads in your house that look exactly the same?
But one's a Skrull.
Yeah.
What?
What's happening? Is it like
that
is
would
it a,
make me
is it a polycule but with dads?
I suppose.
Do they share a bank account?
No, he goes off. He does his own thing. He just looks like your dad.
Why does he live with me?
Yeah,
well, he doesn't.
So he's just out in the universe as another guy.
He lived with you briefly to learn everything he could about your dad.
So he's
why?
Yeah.
So that he can impersonate him.
What? Okay, no, because impersonating still brings me to the thing of like I don't want someone impersonating my dad because that feels like there's going to be trouble down the line.
Yeah someone you know makes a decision.
But
like
if they just look like my dad, but have their original Skrull personality,
I don't care.
I pose the question, who cares?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
If you knew there was a guy out there that looked like your dad, would you care?
Yeah.
I would think it would be awesome, I think.
But you also think it would be awesome if both your dads were living with you.
Yes. How would that not be cool?
Even though one's not your dad, it's just a Skrull.
He looks like your dad.
He studied my dad so much that it's like a one-to-one.
Why do you want to see your dad interact with your dad?
Because I've never seen anything that awesome.
Well, not a normal thought or sensation people crave.
What about talking to yourself?
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
Yeah,
that is better.
How is that different
than
your dad talking?
Because
I'm watching my dad talk to my dad.
You're getting
and I'm
enjoyment
watching...
from watching
Do you
your
like
dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, I like my dad.
What if you had two?
Yeah, but one of them...
How is more of a good thing bad? You can't have too much of a good thing, as they say.
I think seeing my dad talk to dad
in the same guy, I think that's better than me talking to me because I can't see me talk to me. I'm just seeing me.
You could
in the
mirror.
I could look in a fucking mirror.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Good point.
I could look in a mirror. There's four of me.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I think that because you get satisfaction from talking to yourself or dissatisfaction, depends how the conversation goes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you're just watching your dad talk to your dad,
because, like, what are they going to get up to?
That's where I'm starting to be like, what the f-
What do you mean?
Because that could just be if your dad was talking to someone else. What are they get up to?
Do you think when you're
what
looking
dad at dad adventures they're going to do?
Do you think your dad's just constantly having dad adventures?
He would. If he had another guy that looked exactly like him.
Do you think that the one thing that's stopping your dad from having dad adventures is the fact there's only one of them? Does your dad have a brother?
No. He's got like four sisters.
So you don't think he could have dad adventures with one of his
sisters? Well, he probably could, but with a guy that looks exactly like him, that's identical to him down to the most minute detail, the shenanigans they're going to get up to. It's going to be happy hour shenanigans every day.
Your dad's like 60 years old. What shenanigans are you expecting?
How much of Friends did you watch?
Whoa, what a question.
So I don't know if this has ever gone on record, but I despise this television show, but I have seen a lot of it.
I despise it with every fiber of my being, but
it's
I think
awful.
I've seen the whole series maybe three times.
Okay. I am not, I haven't seen it.
You know who you are? You're fucking Joey.
Better than being Ross.
How you doing?
Because you're like, holy shit, your hands are my hands. We can make money from this. Think of the shenanigans that we can get up to.
Yeah.
You see my hands... Your head, you just—that's the same
that's
argument.
That's money in the bank, dude.
Okay, you know what? Okay, there's two of you. How is that money in the bank? Talk
there's
us through your scheme. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's hard.
Oh, hang on. So you think monetizing you having two dads is easier than you being involved in a scheme where you've the second one of you?
I think my dad has more star power than I do.
Okay, how are you monetizing your two dads?
I think my two dads just need to go to Hollywood, California, and the rest will take care of itself.
But then couldn't say the Skrull that's impersonating.
You ever heard of the Olsen twins?
So if the person that is impersonating...
Do you know who I've heard of more?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, well, these days.
Oh, well, yeah, but you didn't grow up watching Full House.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I did grow up with a sister who was obsessed with the Olsen twins. Mary-Kate and Ashley go take Hollywood or whatever.
But you know what you could do? Like, if you're the Skrull who's looking like your dad and they go to Hollywood, just look like John Hamm.
Well, okay. If there were two John Hamms.
Yeah.
Think of the opportunities.
Okay, so are you familiar?
For both John Hamm and the Skrull that looks like John Hamm.
Are you familiar
they could do like a parent swap.
What do you mean?
Like, they could do, like,
oh, look, I got John Hamm and my dad. Oh, thanks for doing a parent swap so I get... John Hamm is my dad.
They're identical and have the same personality.
Maybe. No, I mean, they could do like, what, that movie?
The Parent Swap?
Yeah.
Parent Trap?
The Parent Trap? Is that what I mean?
I don't know, dude. This is your thought.
The Parent Trap is where there's two identical twins.
Yeah.
That the parents split up and they took a twin each.
Okay.
That was like a victory, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
No, but we'll get to why this doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
I'll explain the situation. So... Two twins, Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan, get split up because their parents got divorced when they were babies.
Mm-hmm.
They meet at a summer camp and they swap spots with each other
mm-hmm.
so that the one that grew up with the dad now goes to live with mom and vice versa.
Yeah.
Now, how is that going to apply to John Hamm?
You're just doing it in the reverse.
Well, not how.
What do you mean?
Doing what in the reverse?
Well, so instead of the two kids going to the parents, the two parents go to different kids.
But John Hamm doesn't have two sets of kids.
Also, it's John Hamm and John Hamm. Where's he going?
Like, if your if you have two of your dad, who's he swapping with?
Where's he going? What house is he returning to?
How is this money in the bank?
Okay, they can do a Prince of the Pauper type situation. Okay.
You but make neither a movie. Of your dads are a prince nor the
no,
pauper.
No, shut up. You make a movie, John Hamm plays a pauper, but he also plays a prince.
Yeah.
And Prince John Hamm is tired of the good life, and pauper John Hamm would love to experience it.
So you
make a movie.
So trading places. You're doing
trading places.
But with John Hamm playing both roles, but instead of playing it one at a time, he's now interacting with himself who was a Skrull.
Yeah, it looks more realistic.
So you know how we were talking about the movie The Parent Trap earlier? I would say maybe 8-9 sentences ago.
Yes.
You know how I said there's Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan? Yeah. Yeah. There's only one of her. They managed to do it. I don't think you're blowing cinema wide open with your two John Hams.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So there's money to be made
here. How? I don't know. Talk us through
it. I'm going to think on it for a bit.
Okay, so there's money to be made. Let me just I think there's less money to be made than you think. All right. So say you have, let's go here. John Hamm. We've got John Hamm, uh-huh. And then John Hamm.
Double Hamm. Yeah. Now,
John Hamm can, in theory, take on more work than he could prior.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially if we're using the Skrull technology of sucking off your memories and putting them into mine so I can use your we can use your personality.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, I have all of John now. I'm saying I am Skrull Hamm. I'm like, sweet. I have all of Ham's abilities and acting abilities, so I can be Ham as much as I can.
Yeah.
Sweet. So let's both go out and we're gonna get some like Ham rolls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so there we're both working double time, right?
Okay.
So he's taking some Ham rolls, I'm taking some Ham rolls, getting a lot of John Ham.
Got a lot of John Ham movies, right.
So sweet. So now we're earning double Ham money.
Yeah.
However, we both need to live. Both need
What does a Skrull eat?
Food?
Do they eat the same as a regular guy?
I think they eat regular food, or at least they can. You do see scenes of them eating.
Yeah.
All that we can do better is like suck off radiation.
Okay. There's money to be made there, surely.
How?
Send them into Chernobyl to fix it up?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. To fix it up.
Yeah, to like get rid of the elephant's foot. I don't know where they're going to take it.
Yeah, where are we taking it? That's the problem, right?
Where?
I guess we could basically you could have them in there building them like the dome.
Yeah, that's
more
true.
More and more and like.
Could we put it on a spaceship? They fly it into space?
That seems dangerous.
It does seem like if anything goes wrong.
It just seems that might real be the bad for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, for humanity.
Because rockets famously reliable and take off 100% of the time, right?
Yeah. You don't want to be there when the rocket starts tipping.
We don't want to be anywhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I guess you could send them into places where instead of using drones, we use Skrulls, which seems more dehumanizing.
Yeah, but the radiation's not a big deal for them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like if there was, say we landed on an alien planet, where, mud they couldn't touch. But obviously mud is harmless to us. Yeah. And they were like, we can't get in there because of all the mud. And we were like, well, we could do it.
You know what I love to wallow in?
Mud. Like a pig in shit, dude. Yeah. I love mud. It's the same thing.
Okay, so we're sending Skrull John Hamm to Chernobyl.
Yeah. Because we got regular John Hamm for the movies.
And John Hamm, regular John Hamm, is now having to work twice as hard.
Because he's
signed all these contracts.
He's going to be
What? I still don't know what a Skrull is going to do about Chernobyl.
They can go in and, I don't know, clean up.
With a broom? Clean up what?
Can they suck off radiation?
No, they just live there better.
You could keep one at every nuclear power plant for like if you need to go in to the core for whatever reason. They won't need a suit, I guess.
So you're saving some money on suits.
But you're also employing them to live at a power station.
You're
in negative dollars again.
I guess you're just paying this. Well, the person that you'd probably send in the suit, be qualified. These Skrulls are just not, unless they sucked off the memories of those.
Maybe we need to go back to Hollywood. Maybe that's where the money is.
Could you?
Not Hollywood. Hollywood is the one industry where having two guys look exactly the same means shit.
Mm. What? No, wait. Actors die all the time.
I sense another strike coming.
Okay.
So get a Skrull to play a dead actor?
Yeah, they could scab.
So they're playing a live actor?
No. Dead actors. They're not scabs.
So you want a Skrull to look at a photo of John Wayne, become young John Wayne, and make another John Wayne movie?
Yeah.
And what happened to, I guess, the estate of John Wayne?
He just uses a different name, but we all know it's John Wayne.
So he looks like John Wayne, but has no acting ability of John. I've never seen a John Wayne film. Was he good?
I think so.
He's a piece of shit guy.
Pilgrim. That's kind of how he sounded. Yeah, that's not true. Yeah. But I mean, that's one way the Skrulls could make some money off these Skrulls.
Okay, all right.
I feel like I presented heaps of ideas.
You've presented one idea, which is they play dead actors.
Yeah.
And then the other two ideas, you just said a random thing while asked one question about just the simple
He just falls over to the slightest little prod.
This is pretty much a recreation of the last two ideas you had before that. Yeah. I've got the perfect idea to make money. Oh, okay. How is that going to make money? I don't know.
Oh, why are you asking me these hard questions? Oh, I'm sweating
the
store.
Leave me alone.
Oh, boy.
Step one, we go to Hollywood. Step two, I don't know. Step three,
money
profit.
In the bag.
Money in the bag, dude. Money in the bag. There's got to be a way to make money off my Skrulls.
Okay, well, I guess, like, while you try and think of a scheme to make money off Skrulls and keep ending up at Hollywood, which is, again, the one place where we don't need two guys look the same.
Because, look, there is... You could use shape-shifting to exploit, for personal gain or profit.
Sure.
Like a lot of certain things. But that, that wasn't really the purpose of the episode.
That's true. That wasn't the question that we opened. That wasn't today's important question.
Important question's more about, is it okay? Is it chill for the Skrulls just to stay here? Or is it going to wreck our lives? Jackson keeps presenting us with
harebrained schemes of how to make money.
Which will make life worse.
Yes, yep. I suppose.
Go back to John Wayne again.
Please.
John Wayne, young John Wayne, a new actor that just looks exactly like him pops up, acts the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not John Wayne.
Yeah. Well, we probably
isn't this the problem with kind of already, what you're doing now is you've changed the problem of instead of AI, it's Skrulls.
Yes. Absolutely. So,
if you're, say, John Hamm...
It's going to look less weird.
And you sign your rights away to, say, you're like, oh, okay, hey, we have a Skrull.
So we're just going
to
scan your body and your memories, and for $200, a Skrull could play you for the rest of time.
Yeah. Instead of that, we're like, oh, yeah, hey, Skrull, take or whatever. You do my stuff, and are we doing an episode of Black Mirror? Is that what we're doing? Because this feels
Skrull
like...
Skrull Mirror. That's
Skrull
what we're doing. Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, hey,
Green
here's...
Green Mirror?
Green Mirror.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's like, all right, Skrull, you be John Hamm, and you go and Hamm it up,
mm-hmm.
and I get some regular residuals.
Yeah. That seems pretty good to me.
That's for an alive actor. The dead actor one's different because Jackson wants to use an alias, which means you can't cash in on their name. So John Wayne.
And also, you can't get, like, unless they.
But you
guess,
do it for characters in, like, superhero films. Because, like, say Robert Downey,
that bubble's never going to burst.
You are now talking about one specific scene in one specific movie.
Say Mark Hamill when he finally passes away.
Yeah.
Finally.
When he's free of the curse of Luke Skywalker and dies. Yes.
Now, nerds want to see the Luke Skywalker they know and love.
Yeah.
But we can't do that unless we use deepfake technology, which looks like shit.
Yeah.
But if a Skrull looks like Mark Hamill, he can be Luke Skywalker forever.
Uh-huh.
End of sentence.
That's good.
It's certainly a way to make cash.
But it's not Mark Hamill, unless is he getting his personality?
No, his name's, he's getting the same personality, but
so
a different name.
All right.
So, yeah, because the part of this is not that, like, hey, this is new technology, and I guess you can't say that because the Skrull's a guy.
Yeah.
You're claiming you've just found a new guy that looks exactly the same as the old guy.
Well, we can know he's a Skrull.
So Mark Hamill's played by...
Brent
Luke Skywalker.
Dengus.
Did you say Rent Dengus?
Yeah.
Rent Dengus.
Yeah.
Rent Dengus is playing Luke.
That's a name you can see in lights. Rent Dengus in Star Wars episode 6.5.
You seen the new Rent Dengus flick? Whoa. He sure looks like Mark Hamill. That's what the reviews will say.
Shape change enough that, like, say they, say their face is a bit fucked up. Like, if they've been punched in the face.
Probably.
Shape change enough to give themselves, like, a bit of a black eye or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then you could, like, save money on special effects.
That's true. That's pretty good.
No, you wouldn't, because you're still paying. You'd have to pay the Skrull.
But you're not paying the special effects artist.
Exactly. You're really screwing over the VFX.
If you
want to
be unethical in Hollywood, Skrulls are the place to go.
No, because... But it's not unethical. It's just you're just making a bunch of jobs redundant.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then putting that money on another guy.
Well, no. You're making a bunch of jobs redundant, and you're undercutting and paying Skrull.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're paying one guy less
than you would be paying the team of VFX artists.
I feel like if Jackson's in charge of Hollywood, he'd start being like, all right, we're going to start killing Skrulls for real, because it doesn't matter, and it looks better in movies.
Well, this is because he wouldn't let me make the Parent Trap or whatever we had to do
I still don't understand what your plan with John Hamm's reverse Parent Trap was. Have another run at it.
John Hamm, you got two John Hamms.
Yes.
Okay. A double Hamm, all right.
They're the dads.
Mm-hmm.
And then
see how quickly it falls apart? Two sentences.
They're the dads, yes. Of who?
Of like a Mary-Kate and Olsen situation.
So to also
Mary-Kate and Olsen. Okay. The famous Ashley twins, Mary-Kate and Olsen.
Yeah. So we've got we've got two twins and they're being raised by two hams.
Two dads, which are both
but
hams.
But then the dads do a parent trap on the kids.
What do you mean by
so
a
the
parent
dads
trap?
Swap. Well, I guess one dad's raising one kid and one dad's raising the other kid.
Yeah.
And then they swap what kid they're raising, but they're the same guy.
And also with the parent
hang
trap.
On, let him cook. Go on.
Because what happens in the parent trap?
No. This is your idea. This is a new one.
So then they've got to raise the two kids.
Yeah.
I guess they couldn't raise the two kids.
Yeah, go on. We're waiting. Yeah. No, we're
I guess this is who John Hamm's had a divorce.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The same guy.
Yes.
Okay. Also, let's just point out that Jackson's original pitch for this was not as a movie, but a real life thing you could do that would make money.
Yeah.
But now it's a movie by the sounds of things. So John Hamm was married to John Hamm.
Yeah. They split up.
John Hamm was married to himself. They had Mary-Kate and Olsen. Okay. But then they split up and one of them got Mary, one of them got Kate, and they got half Olsen. And now
your Mary-Kate is one person. Oh, yeah.
And now they're swapped over to raise the other child. And half the other half of Olsen.
But they're the same.
They're the same person.
Not anymore. They're two different guys.
So wouldn't it be better if they weren't both played by John Hamm?
Well, in a way.
Yeah, and also, so you've given one Skrull a job for this lunatic movie that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's a start.
Because also,
it's
the part
start.
Of the parent trap that's important is they want to swap so they get to meet the other parent for the first time, but then also get their parents back together so it's one big happy family.
Well, maybe
family.
They want to do that too.
But if it's the adults doing this, the adults can just... Because the adults have to talk to sort this out.
That is true.
And like, so they could have just brought the kids.
And again, an adult, you know, they're in charge.
They can do whatever they want.
They're an adult.
What if they're doing it with their parents, and it just is the parent trap,
but older?
But old.
You know what we have currently?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan. You know what she can do? Play both roles again.
Famously. Next, you'll be trying to pitch Freaky Friday where the two John Hamm swap brains.
Is that good? You want to do that?
If they had different jobs, maybe. Then it's a Prince and the Pauper situation again, I guess. In a way.
When was the last, like, twin movie you saw where, you know, again, the Prince and the Pauper would be like, holy shit, you are my exact double. I want to say The Prestige.
Yeah.
The Prestige, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done it for a while.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, it's time for it to come back, right? People are calling for it,
I think.
They
remade
People
The Parent Trap again
pretty
recently.
People frothing for twin movies, dude.
No.
Okay.
Actually, let's find out if I'm tricky. Right. The Parent Trap.
It's concerning for my future plans.
Because I just think if Skrulls were on in the real,
yeah,
and there was a bit like, okay, Skrulls have come in, they've, you know, they're running from the Kree Empire, they're kind of, you know, they've got no home planet,
mm-hmm.
They are shapeshifters, and they can kind of look like anyone.
Yeah.
So that is a bit worrying if we're like, oh, what are they going to do?
Who's the Skrull, right? who's not?
But they're like, well, don't worry, because we haven't kidnapped you, put you underground, stealing your memories. We're just living our best lives.
Jesus Christ, The Parent Trap goes for nearly 2 hours 10.
Oh, big movie. A lot to get through.
Just don't think that's a big deal.
Me
right?
neither. Who cares?
I'm just like, okay, well...
Do the Skrulls, can they...
What do they want?
Do they have to look like a real person? Or can they just make like a whatever face that's not a person's face?
I don't know. Because like, they... Presumably a Skrull can transform into any alien because they can be Kree. They could be whatever, right? Because as long as it's humanoid, yeah?
Yeah. So, but what I mean is like, could they become a wholly new person or do they have to copy an already existing person? Because if they can become a wholly new person, who gives a shit? Whatever. If they're copying somebody, it's mildly different.
It seems that they, in the, at least in the TV series, it seems that
they need to copy a pre-existing person, or at least they choose to copy an existing person.
Yeah, okay. I think that's more just like of the, hey, Skrulls have to live amongst people.
Yeah, so we may as well look like a person
who's already around.
I don't think they can copy just like, I don't think they could make up a new face.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got to pick a face that already exists.
Yeah. So Gravik in the show picks the person that he killed.
Right.
Yeah. Nick Fury's wife, the first person he killed, Nick Fury's wife picks the face of a dying patient.
Okay. Yeah, and lives her life.
But who was she before that? Because she needed to be a person to be interacting in that situation.
Just like, it's weird that this person is in their Halloween costume yet again as they enter the hospital. You're right. Yeah, they would have had to have landed and just looked like, I don't know.
Anyone.
Just show a picture.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
I guess there's a scene in the show where they all step forward and transform from Skrull into Guy to be like, yeah, we'll help you, Nick Fury.
Yeah, but did they already seen that guy?
It must have, because Gravik's there.
Can they become, like, a fake guy?
We don't know.
We don't think so.
Again, okay. I mean, so in Transformers.
Yes.
The cartoons.
Right.
When they crash land on Earth, they send out a big old scan thing, and they're like, that's a car. I like that car.
I'm going to be that car.
I'll transform into the car.
Right.
So that car had to exist for the transformation.
Yeah.
But with a Skrull, I don't know.
It's funny to imagine a Skrull that comes to Earth and doesn't quite get it and becomes a car, and then all the other Skrulls become people, and they're like, I'm too embarrassed to change back. I'll live as a car from now on.
Living as a car seems all right.
Yeah. What's good about it?
Seems chill. You don't have to worry about anything. You're just a car, except for when you're
driving.
Seems
boring to me to be a car.
Yeah, that's true.
Spend a lot of time in a garage.
You think Herbie the Love Bug has a cursed existence?
No, Herbie has an awesome existence, dude, because he's always in races.
So just become a race car.
But Herbie also lives in a garage.
Yeah, but he also seems... The cool thing about Herbie the Love Bug, well, I guess it's in the name, is he seems really intent on making people fuck down. And I think that's awesome.
He's a horny car.
Like, people are often in the car with Herbie. And to be honest, Bumblebee does this in the first Transformers movie,
that's
too.
True.
Where they're in the car, he knows there's some romantic tension between the two leads.
He can feel the horn in
the
air.
He can feel the horn. He puts on a sexy song. He locks the doors, slightly unsettling.
And shakes them.
He shakes them. Makes nothing, a milkshake of them, their bodies,
nothing quite as sexy as shaking.
Yeah, getting shook in a car.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think that's cool about Herbie the Love Bug.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So what is your argument?
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
You said it was bored. It was being a car was boring, and then you
got
instantly flopped. Instantly. That's like, once again, no push from us. Well, you started arguing out points for us.
Herbie.
Well, yeah, because I knew that you valued that car, and you would love to be Herbie.
I would like to be Herbie the Love Bug. That's true.
But you said you would hate to be a car.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Well, I would hate to be like a regular family sedan.
But it's your car. You're the car. You can do whatever. You have control.
Is there a
you
guy?
You have agency.
Is there a guy driving me?
I mean, you have agency.
You can also
you're
just
the
drive
car.
It. Yeah, but I can't be a loose car.
You can, because you are the
Skrull.
Car.
Yeah, but
you have control.
If I'm a car with no guy in me, that's going to look suspicious.
You don't know this. You're a Skrull.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm hooning around. And people are thinking I'm a ghost car.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that is
cool.
That is cool. It would be cool to be a car. You've changed my heart and mind today in this episode of Plumbing the Death Star. Well done.
I think overall, though, with 1 million Skrulls living among us, that wouldn't necessarily, provided that they are people, because like, I guess if you drop 1 million aliens in and they've got
the issue is, right, because it's like, okay, Skrulls living amongst us, that kind of thing, you're like, okay, that's fine in a weird sense of like, okay, well, are they just doing their own thing and they're like living their best Skrull life?
Well, a new Asgard exists.
Yeah.
So,
are they gonna get hunted down?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Funny.
Good luck shooting Thor with a gun.
Yeah.
But like, there's no reason why there couldn't just be a Skrull community on Earth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't change anything.
I think, especially in the MCU, like, it would be just a blip on the radar. You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
If they were like, "Hey, there's some green guys around," you'd be like, "Whatever, dude."
Yeah. I guess
Hulk wrecked my toilet or whatever. I don't give a shit.
I guess it's to say it was real, like, just like humans, right? You got a guy. Oh, that human living his best life. That's great. What's that? You've kidnapped a guy and he's in your basement. That's bad.
That's when you have a problem. When it's just a person tooling around, it means nothing.
Yeah.
Unless you're alien racist, it's really not an issue.
Yeah.
You know? Because the Skrulls just behave like people, right?
Yeah.
It's not like they do anything fucked up, like, I don't know what they could do. But
I think the only fear with Skrulls would be, you know, that, Like, humans are inferior to Skrulls.
Yes.
Which also makes the reason that Nick Fury's being like, I'll find you a planet. Skrulls could find themselves a planet much better. Sort of,
yeah.
Nick Fury's an old man.
Yeah, that's true.
Why are they relying on Nick Fury to find a planet?
They're relying on Carol Danvers a bit more. And that makes sense, because she...
She Captain Marvel.
And she's... Yeah. She
can fly.
Human beings are inferior to her, too. But Skrulls come above humans on...
Would that Skrulls worry you?
Skrulls have, like, technology of space flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah. We're ants to them.
Yeah.
Would that worry you if you lived on a planet and you knew that there was, like, a million guys that were... No, because right now I know there are more than a million guys that are physically, intellectually, emotionally, physically, again, superior to me. And it doesn't bother me none.
It's like if one government... goes rogue, it's the same thing.
Yeah. I guess it comes down to, like, is it a unified group of Skrulls? What do they want? Because, yeah, I guess if it's... All right, so what do they want to do? Okay, they want to take over the world, and they're using it through, like, politics and all that kind of stuff. Then, yeah, problem. But...
I imagine this is what happened when they were writing Secret Invasion. And I know that this is more behind the scenes rather than in the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted the Skrulls to be like, oh, okay, well, them seeking refuge on Earth makes sense.
Yeah.
But then they were like, huh, but we can't have them do that because then that's just an easy fix. Like, oh, they move in.
Yeah.
But they also didn't want to be like, they'll crush us.
Because I'm like, all right, so when we first see them pop up in Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, mate, we're just refugees.
Yeah, we've
been running from the Skrulls.
Mate, don't tell the cops. Yeah, we've been in a bit of a war.
Tell the cops one fucking word,
Captain
mate.
Marvel, you've not been talking to the cops, have you, Captain Marvel?
You've been doing the Marvel, mate.
You got
Can I have a cigarette, Captain Marvel?
Because if you've been doing a cop, we got a problem. But you haven't. We're gonna.
Yeah, I just want this to go smoothly, mate. That's what I'm hoping for.
I just want all this to be just between us.
Nice planet, mate.
Yeah.
Real nice planet, mate. How long you had this?
Happened to.
Fragile planets, aren't they, mate? Yeah.
Just,
I'd be worried if I was you, mate.
Yeah,
what they do is they just spin. They just spin around.
You haven't been talking to S.H.I.E.L.D., have you, mate?
So, like, when we first see the Skrulls there, they're very, like, hey.
They're innocent boys.
Yeah.
We're innocent, normal men.
Yeah.
Just being like, hey, we just want a planet to live. We're running from the Kree. It's bad.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, cool. Well, you come to Earth, right? And so I was like, okay, cool. All right, that's fine. These people, they need assistance. And they're very sympathetic. They could live in, and they do. They end up, like, living in Chernobyl. And they're like, well, they have a community there. Okay, why don't we just... Give them Chernobyl.
Yeah. No one else is living there, dude.
He could annex.
Just fucked up deer.
Like, you could just be like, oh.
Whoa! Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, it's fucked up deer and rabbits
hogs.
And stuff and feral hogs.
Yeah,
Chernobyl's full of feral hogs.
You don't want to deal with a fucking feral hog.
And
feral
cats
hogs are bad.
And stuff, dude. It's awesome.
Do
in
they
Chernobyl.
Get sick?
Yeah.
No.
Well, some do, some don't.
Some, they're getting better at it. Yeah. They eat mushrooms as well.
Yeah, dude.
We're accidentally making hogs that are immune to
radiation. We are getting radioactive hogs. Though, which is worrying.
I think that's how the Ninja Turtles start.
That's funny. You know, like a pig stood on my nut and gave me cancer. Just being around this hog gave me cancer.
They're evolving.
Evolving new ways of giving me Jackson Bailey cancer.
First it was their trotters. Now it's their aura.
Oh, no. Jackson, stop breathing in that hog. Why? What's wrong?
You know I love the huff hog.
Just so alluring. So,
good
smell.
Because,
like, okay, cool. So they come to Earth. They need, you know, like, they need somewhere to live because they're getting, you know, prosecuted by the Kree. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, they could easily, peacefully coexist if there's no need for this war. Yeah, there's no need. Like, a million Skrulls coming to Earth. They, you know,
that's not that many people.
We can fit several billy on this little
dirt.
Yeah.
Is it 8 trillion people?
No. 8 billion, I think.
Yeah, it's billion, not trillion.
Not trillion. Yeah, not we would be, there'd be people in the studio if it was trillion.
We'd be stacked like boxes.
Yeah.
But I think it's 8 billion or 7.5 or something.
There's a lot of billy.
What is the population?
Yeah.
Because again, like, a million people.
It's nothing.
Like, what?
It's a drop in the pond.
Yeah, what is, like, the I guess...
8 billion.
8 billion, there you go.
Where is what is the population where it's a million people? Like, what is there? That's like, what city has a million people?
I want to say maybe Melbourne.
I don't.
Maybe Melbourne. Melbourne probably has less, to be honest.
What's the population of Melbourne?
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, the like Melbourne City?
Yeah, I think so.
Or, like, surrounding suburbs? Like, how far?
Okay, so largest... I'll hit you with some largest cities.
I wish I... If only we were close.
If only we were smart, dude. Wouldn't that be fucking sick?
I was like, okay, so if you could set
so
up...
Okay, so... Ranking it the 81st busiest city.
Yeah.
That's 5 million people.
Yeah, so you're right, yeah. Which is...
It's in Mexico. Okay. I'm not even going to have an attempt. All
right. Yeah, that's fair.
So, and then that's how many million?
5 million. I mean, like, St. Petersburg in Russia has 5.3 million.
So we're like a fifth of that.
Yeah.
Is how many
Atlanta, 5.5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You could squeeze a million basically anywhere.
So that's what I'm saying, right? If you're like... So you could be like, okay, hey, as a government initiative or like as a... And this is where you almost need to be like, okay, we need to look at in terms of global politics.
Yeah.
And now because aliens exist, we kind of have to think globally as opposed to like, you know, certain just like... You know, individual countries, right?
Well, it's weird they didn't think this way when the Asgardians landed.
Well, yeah.
That's the same thing. It's just because the Asgardians look like people.
And they can't change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the same thing, right? So it's like, okay, cool. Well, if we gave them, you know, a bit of land, like a lot of stuff just comes down to land rights, right? So you're like, okay, well, we want somewhere to live.
Yeah.
And so like, oh, fuck, we got to give up our land. Oh, what? You can live in... Chernobyl, you say?
Dude, then...
You can live in places that we can't?
That works out perfectly.
Oh, that rules.
I mean, Chernobyl's quite pretty. It's very overgrown. It's very nice. I was going to be like, not the nicest place, but they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They can suffer the radiation. It's not a big deal.
And also,
for
they
them.
Can rebuild.
Yeah.
They can kind of, you know, we go, okay, cool. Well, here's a, you know... All right, well, you know, you come in here, you can live here, that's fine, peacefully coexist, and, well, this is where you can have your hometown and your home base. We can't really go in there, which I guess if you're paranoid is worrying.
Why can't we just be like, let the Skrulls live wherever they want on Earth?
Paranoia and racism?
Yeah. Alien racism?
So, like, the racism is dealt with the, hey, you're going to have to, like, assimilate.
Yeah.
But once that hurdle's cleared...
Would you rather, if you were going to an alien planet, like you reverse the situation.
Yeah.
Would
if you I rather, could turn into a Skrull, would I?
No, no, no. If you, so you, human beings, there's
you
a
min. Be two guy.
Can I work in Hollywood? Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What dad adventures can I get up to?
Yeah, what are you going to get up to, dude? You're going to get up to something. If there's two of you,
you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right
Come
now?
On.
Joel Dusha. Times two squared, you're telling me that's not happy hour shenanigans. That's not Hootenanny City for Joel Dusha.
Anyway.
Jackson, anyway. What are you getting up to with this tour?
I'm just fucking. Don't worry about me. I'm off the table in this scenario. I'm just fucking blowing my own back out. That's all that's happening to me. Don't worry about me. What are you doing?
Okay, if fucking's not on the table, let's say Skrulls don't have genitals.
Okay. That's cool. I don't know. Tricks?
What tricks?
I send the Skrull into work instead of me. Yeah, that's funny. I stay home. We swap.
They have your memories, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And your personality.
Yeah.
So they're just you.
Yeah.
Maybe so you're better you.
All you're doing is...
come to work on top.
So all they've done really is, instead of recording a podcast, you're playing Dark Souls.
Yeah.
And that's shenanigans
well,
to
that's
you.
Just one so you, possible shenanigan. Anyway.
Give me another one. Give me another one.
I don't know. We trick people at the supermarket.
How?
I go up to them. I talk to them. I duck away for. I'm like, well, I got to go. And then immediately Skrull me comes up behind them like there was no time between. You know, it's like I've teleported almost.
If the same person spoke to you, if someone came up to you in the shop, spoke to you, walked away, and it was just a brief conversation about nothing, and it was a stranger, walked away. And then all
then
of a sudden...
one second later, they come up behind you.
I don't
you.
Even think you'd notice.
In a way...
You know, there's been like... you see this sometimes back when you, know, when you used to watch network television. Mm-hmm. I used to do a thing where like, you know, oh, you get someone like serving you at a server, right?
Yeah.
And then they would go to pick something up and duck down. And then someone else would then pop back up, not them, and then continue the conversation serving. And no one noticed.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, that. That would happen again.
That's two different guys.
Yeah, exactly. Two different...
Anyway, so if there was a million human beings and they landed on an alien planet seeking refuge, would you rather live in a little human community?
I love going to human town.
Would you rather live in human town or just like be part of the population?
Well, I think if you're settling on a new planet or like
not,
your guest, like as in you're not...
Or you're migrating.
And it's not, it's not that different. It's not like hostile and alien. It's just like... It's like a sci-fi Earth,
I think
basically.
The same thing would happen that happens with just general migration, which is a lot of the time, if like
you would
one
probably
country,
cluster in the same communities,
cluster
or whatever.
In a similar community, and then you stop
beliefs,
branching.
Yeah, and we have similar kind of ideas.
And then you stop branching out.
You probably
and
get that thing that happens. Yeah, then suddenly you have a Skrull wife. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the kind of thing. Yeah, will happen. Yeah, just
that's
like,
what goes down. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It'll just be like, okay, cool. So you have like, right, oh, it's Little Earth.
Yeah,
you know, oh, it's Little Earth.
Little human town.
Little human town. That's great. We got a little
only
human
place
town.
You can get hot dogs on the whole planet.
The human.
And like for the Skrulls, it's not that different. I mean, it is obviously there are big differences for the Skrulls.
The Skrulls hate being people. That's established. Like they.
Well, you would if you had to look up like dress up like a Skrull when you're a Skrull.
And also,
that's not who you are.
In Chernobyl, I think they start planting their own like Skrull plants.
Yeah.
So they get like
new Skrullos is what they want to call.
Better than
they want to call Chernobyl. I think new Skrullos.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least where they're going, there's new Skrullos, and it's like, hey, we've got Skrullos plants and these kind of things, and they start bringing in their own culture.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think Nick Fury fucked it, but he's like, no, you can be anyone. Be my spies and kill people.
Because
we'll fly your planet, as opposed to being like, well, why don't we just. Why don't we come together and be like, well, you take this new Skrullos, we can make this yours, and we will help fight your oppressors, i.e. this Kree.
Yeah.
I guess when it's all said and done, is it actually bad that the Skrulls are here?
No.
It's who neutral.
Nick Fury
did.
He fucked it bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kravik probably overreacted and started murdering people for no reason.
a little bit.
Un petit.
Just leave.
Yeah. And it would be awesome to have two dads.
Yeah, that I still don't understand.
I mean, like...
having two dads, just two guys that are your dad, that's awesome.
But is it bad?
No, so if you got two different guys that are you've just got two dads in this general
you've
sense.
That's fine. That's
two
great.
Dads fucking rocks.
Yeah. But you've got your dad twice. Is it bad?
It's the same.
I don't understand. Like,
it's good.
I guess when one dad is out going and earning the crust, the other dad can play catch with me.
This will be a shock to our listeners, but Jackson, you don't currently live with your dad.
Yeah, I know.
So if there was two dads...
Imagine the Christmas cards. Mom, do that.
You can use that with Photoshop.
It's not the
what
same.
What do you mean?
What do you
imagine
mean it's not the
same? Christmas cards. It's in it's signed off love from dad and mom and dad.
Wait.
That's funny.
But
all of your joy from this just comes from the fact you've got two dads.
Yes.
So they're not doing anything. It's just you just love the idea that...
Hang on. Go back to the Christmas card. Is it just a card that they've bought from the shops?
No. The Christmas card, they've taken a photo.
They've taken a photo.
Possibly at one of those places you can do it at the supermarket or whatever.
And it just says love from dad. Dad,
and the photo is mom and my dad twice.
Yeah. I'm just saying internally. Yeah. It's dad, mom.
Yeah.
And it's in their handwriting.
Yeah.
But because it's the same guy... it's the same handwriting. So it's dad looks exactly identical.
Yeah.
And then mum, different handwriting. Okay, cool. And in the photo,
is mum,
two dads. Once again, you could just do that with Photoshop.
It's
and
not
how
the same.
How is it? Because you weren't there when it got taken.
No, because I know it's real.
What if they're like, this is real?
Well,
they tell
I know
you
it's
real.
Well, then if
we've got two dads.
If I'm tricked, it's
yes.
The same. Because I see them at Christmas.
Yeah.
I say, hey, dad, hey, mum. What's for Christmas dinner?
So it's not the card then.
But the card's... what do you mean it's not the card?
So all of your joy just comes down from the fact that it's funny to have two dads.
Yes! Have I ever said anything to the opposite?
Yes. The whole episode you said the opposite.
I said, what are they going to get up to?
Yeah,
that's not...
That is not the same as what you're saying. Because
I think it's similar.
No.
Nothing wrong with Skrulls. There's a lot wrong with Jackson. And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe.
Let us know. Yeah. How would you use two dads?
Yeah.
Jackson's dying
that
for an answer.
That should have been the episode. That should have been today's important question. Yeah. How are you going to use two dads?
Well, I guess subscribe to the Bad Brain Boys subscription and maybe we'll answer that one this month.
Yeah, that's true. Sign up to Bad Brain Boys. We'll do it as a plumbing plus.
What has happened?